Welcome back, friends. Blessed are the meek, strength under the governance of grace. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Aquinas, Virtue and Gift. Aquinas treats meekness as a virtue that moderates anger. It does not eliminate anger, it governs it. Anger itself is not simple. It arises when we perceive injustice. The disorder occurs when anger exceeds the rule of reason. Meekness restrains excess. It ensures that strength remains subject to truth. The beatitude corresponds to the gift of piety, which inclines the soul toward reverent relationship with God and neighbor. Piety softens harshness without weakening conviction. Augustine is unsparing about the way anger can masquerade as justice. When the heart is disordered, it calls its own passion righteousness. Meekness restores the soul to truth by placing strength under charity. Meekness, then, is not passivity, it is disciplined strength. Disordered appetite healed. The disorder healed here is wrath, but also subtle insistence on one's way. Aquinas explains that pride seeks elevation and anger seeks retaliation. When sorrow for sin has been awakened, the next
Repeat that part,
temptation.
Karen. Repeat that again. That was really good.
The disorder healed here is wrath, but subtle insistence on one's way. Aquinas explains that pride seeks elevation and anger seeks retaliation. When
Elevation.
sorrow,
Okay. Thank you.
okay, sure. When sorrow for sin has been awakened, the next temptation is to correct others sharply or to defend oneself aggressively. We often justify irritability as righteousness. We call sharpness clarity. We call forcefulness conviction. But if anger governs the will, the soul loses interior peace. Meekness restores hierarchy. Reason, informed by charity, rules the appetite. Augustine describes this disordered state as a kind of interior domination, where the will is no longer free but driven. Meekness is the restoration of freedom, linking to the Lenten pillar of fasting. So fasting is not only restraint of food, it is discipline of impulse. Aquinas notes that fasting weakens the flesh so that the spirit may govern more easily. The same logic applies to anger. When appetite is trained, reaction slows. Choose fasting not only from food but from retaliation. Silence can be a fast. Withholding a sharp word can be a fast. Refusing to escalate can be a fast. Traditional penitential practice treats sin of speech as a primary site of disorder. The discipline of restraint is not mere etiquette, it is moral training. Fasting becomes the training ground of meekness. Examination of conscience. Examine this beatitude with sobriety. Where do I react rather than respond? Where do I insist on being right rather than being just? Where have I wounded others under the guise of correction? Do I interpret disagreement as personal attack? Meekness asks whether my strength serves charity.
I think to look at meekness not as weakness, which unfortunately is it's almost frequent corollary, right, in the English mindset, or maybe even in all mindsets, that it's not weakness, but rather it is right governance of emotion. And part of the problem is when you don't have a correct governance of meekness. Right, because all of these beatitudes are really tending toward the golden mean, right, of those individual virtues, of the things that we're looking for, right? And they don't have true contradictions, right? They only have contraries that kind of fall out in different areas of that particular place. And if meekness is going to be the stable point, right, where all of us are called to be, it doesn't mean that you're never going to be angry. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be loud. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be forceful. It simply means that the passion that is necessary to be loud, the passion that is necessary to be corrective, the passion that is necessary to be forceful is not in control. Meekness is in control. And so it informs the person and the appetite how appropriately to engage in any given situation. If silence is called for, then meekness will govern the soul and the body to be silent. But if force and correction are called for, meekness will also govern those principles. And I think that we have a real problem right now where, particularly within the church, is that nobody really wants to correct. Nobody really wants to be, quote unquote, perceived as angry because angry, being angry is wrong, right? No. There are many times where something should motivate not just the soul and the passion to anger, but a reasonable intellect to be upset by what would be perceived of as a true injustice. And when we become tolerant of evil, right, because we will not get angry at the right things, that is also a failure of our meekness, right? Because we're not being ordered by it. We're also, once again, being ordered by our appetite, which just is the lethargic element of our appetite, right? So people will consider themselves virtuous because they're not being angry, they're not being loud, they're not being forceful. No, it's much the same thing as people who think that vanity is only about flaunting your beauty, right? Vanity can equally be about, oh, don't look at me, I'm a wallflower, right? There are always going to be these contraries that are on opposite sides that are not necessarily contradictions of one another. But when we are rightly ordered to that fulcrum, right, upon which these things wax and wane, that is where we will find ourselves to be the most virtuous. So we should never consider it weakness. We should consider it to be the means by which we govern ourselves, right? Meekness is governance, not meekness as weakness.
That's right. Confessional preparation. In confession, anger must be named honestly. Aquinas distinguishes between just anger and inordinate anger. Inordinate anger seeks domination, humiliation, or revenge. Prepare by examining not only explosive anger, but interior resentment. Have I replayed injuries? Have I desired vindication more than reconciliation? Augustine warns that resentment can become a hidden habit of the soul, shaping perception until charity grows cold. Confession interrupts that habit by forcing anger into truth. Absolution restores charity. Charity orders strength, and what seemed powerful under wrath is revealed weak. What seemed weak under meekness becomes inheritance. This week, for a Lenten reflection, this week, identify one reoccurring irritation. When it arises, pause deliberately. Say nothing for a full breath. Offer that restraint to God. Let one act of controlled strength become your fast. Begin there.
Yes, a moment to reestablish the right order, right? That the will is informed by the appetite, but the will is not controlled by the appetite. There may be something seriously that is irritable in the situation that is there, but you can't correct the irritation by domination, right? You can only correct the irritation by a correct relationship with it. Are you the cause? Is someone else the cause? It can't always be reactive. And I think that that's what meekness gives us, right? It's not reactive. It is, I don't know, both instructive and proactive.
Yes, indeed. All right, friends, we'll come back with the in the next episode. Till then, fides. Ad ratio.